We're taking off to have the FBI tour up in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I remember that.
And this is where the gun situation is really funny. We have a limousine meet us, about five of us, and we arrive at the FBI building. An agent meets us out there and says, guys, if any of you are packing any, carrying any arms, we'd appreciate you to leave them in the car. And we said, yeah, okay. So I took out my one gun, Red took out his. Elvis was standing there, and the guy's watching Elvis. He had four, five, six guns out there, and we thought that we had it. And I thought, he's got that damn Derringer in the foot, but I wasn't going to say it. And he didn't say anything either. So we go inside, and we're in areas where the guests aren't allowed. And we're in there, and all of a sudden, Elvis had to go to the bathroom. So I went with him. We asked two agents, escort us, because the area we were in, you just didn't wander off by yourself, not even Elvis. So we go into the bathroom, and Elvis goes into the part with one of the stalls, and these two agents were sitting there kind of talking, and Elvis comes out, drops something, bent over, and 25 automatic hits the floor, man. Fell right out of his waistband. And he looked at it, and the agents looked at it, and they kind of looked off, looked at each other. They didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing. Elvis said, oh, sorry. Put that back in and did that little grin and went over and washed his hand. Nothing ever said, and we walked back out there. They didn't ask him for it or anything.